So I want to check it and see. Could you just say something? Anything is okay. Like, no, you don't have to touch it. Just say your name. Yeah.
Keep it on.
It's on. Yeah. But go ahead and just say hello. I want to just check the microphone to see if it's going to work.
Oh, okay.
All right, good. Now let me... Okay, today is June 6th, 2004. I'm talking with Irene McCarron. Irene, before we start, this is a... let me read it. Let me read it. It says it's an oral history release agreement. Project The Lost Villages of the Aleutians, 2004. The interview given on this date today was made to provide information to people living today and in years to come about Aleut villages that no longer exist. The interviews in audio, that means on the tape recorder, or written transcribed format, may be used by other Aleuts and any researchers, writers, scholars, or the interested public. Any audio selection or quotation from this interview should be accompanied by appropriate attributions. That means if anybody uses this information, they're supposed to say who gave it, where it came from. Mm-hmm. It is understood that commercial use of this recording will be discouraged. That means that, you know, nobody's supposed to make any money from this. It's just done for the future. But that the holder of the material cannot guarantee such a restriction. A copy of the recorded interview will be provided to you. So the Park Service or the corporation, I think the Park Service will make sure that you get a copy of the interview. And do you want a copy? Do you want some other copies?
Copy?
Yeah, of the tape recording?
Would
you like a maybe one for Anna?
Yeah.
And one for Nina?
My daughter Nina and... AJ.
And AJ? Anybody else?
Kathy.
Oh, Kathy, sure, sure. Okay, so I'll make a note on here so that copies for Anna Jean, Kathy,
and Nina.
And I'll get the addresses. Okay, would you sign this?
my tea.
Yeah, right there would be great. Thanks.
Because I never go to school.
Great, thank you.
I never go to school.
They didn't have a school when you were when you were young.
Nothing in there.
Nothing there.
No school or nothing in there.
Now, Irene, let's start with some basic things. And when were you born?
I was born 1930.
April 28th. I'm April 24th.
Then my ex-husband, she born 1925.
Coco? Yeah.
April 25.
And where were you born?
April 25, I don't even know what year she born.
Where were you born?
I was born here.
Ah.
And Coco born... I'm sorry, they called him Coco.
Yeah, Coco, right, I know him.
She born from Kashiga.
He was Yachmanov, right?
George Yachmanov, first son.
Ah.
Then after first wife passed away, and she moved to Burka. And she married to Elsie Ermolov.
Ah.
That's cook as our second mother.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Feed the Yesuna, then Margaret Yesuna, that cook as the stepbrother and stepsister.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Then we are born here. Her dad is from from Borka. Her mama from Makusinik is.
Hmm.
I don't even know that.
Yeah. And where were your parents from?
Yeah. But they had a war in here, 1942. And for the people, they don't know nothing. They have a war. The men, they come in here to get the groceries.
Mm.
All the way up here, to all the way down there, all over another side. Nothing but armies. And my daddy, Andrew McCann, and George Yastrinov, and Anna McCurry's daddy, Ruth Ermolov, then Candy Ermolov, to come in here to Grouse's. The June. Then they come in here to get, to go get Grouse's because they are the Grouse's, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then they come in here and they get caught another side. They thought the Japanese. The only one, Candy Ermolov, only one she could speak English good. The rest of them, they don't speak English. They understand, they try to speak English, and they got, they have a hard time to speak English, you know. Then they took us about 2 weeks to go to Borka because they're really strict.
Yeah.
They brought it in here. Gee, this place is not about armies. Then 2 days, I think it's about a week to go home to Borka. Then
they brought you the news about...
Yeah, and just the chief from Alec Yitz Ermolov is from Borka chief. The only one to stay with us, and Nikola Tiano, Coco, his name is William, they call him
right.
Coco.
Yes, yes.
My ex-husband.
Yes,
and,
Then...
Nicola Tiano, they adopted for a while by Andrew McCann. Then her sister Marina Sapsnikov. Her sister married to...
Is that Molly Lucannon? Molly was married to...
It's Moses' mom.
Oh, yes.
Moses Gurdjieff mom. Her dad's name is Peter Lucannon. That's from Borka. They come in here, they got married, then they went to Borka. They moved to Borka, Moses' mom. Then Peter Lucannon. Then they're in the Borka. After they got married, and after they had the Moses, I don't know what year Moses was, 1930 something, I don't even know. Then his husband, Peter Lucchese, beating his wife too much. Then that's why they talked to Chief Ermolov, Ermolov from Berkeley, the Moses about 5 or maybe 2 months years old, I guess. And they brought it in. Her mom and my dad and Alec Ermolov, they brought it in there. They asked Mariah McCarry.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They asked if she could adopt that baby. Ah. Then they said yeah.
Oh, and that was nice.
Then after they give it to baby, they went to back to Burka.
Mm-hmm.
Her mom, name is Molly.
Mm-hmm.
Then they go back to Burka. In the summertime, they go after all the men, they go back to Burka, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then all the kids, me, Marina, Margaret, Phoebe, and Anna Irma, they're kids.
Mm-hmm.
Coco and Nick, the older ones, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the kids, they're young. And they're playing outside. They never see that airplane before in their life, you know.
Mm.
And they're playing outside. A bunch of wrong things come around to the burka. They don't even know they're Japanese. They come to the burka.
Mm.
All the kids, the playgirls, they're standing there waving at them. They think they're part of this, think they're Japanese. Yeah.
Wow.
They don't bother, just pass the burka.
Uh-huh.
They go around the lake over there.
Mm-hmm.
They go around and they come back and they got a really low.
Mm.
All the kids are standing up, they're waving at us. Waving at us too.
Wow, they were waving at you too.
Yeah. They did the bomb.
Yeah.
Because nothing in there.
Yeah.
No lights or not. They used the lamps, you know.
Mm.
And after Burka, they went back to Burka and they talked to Chief Alec Emerald. He told Peter Lukarov and Candy Ermolov. They talked to Alec Ermolov. He got the bombing the charter.
Uh-huh.
Pretty soon they're gonna army boat, they're gonna go over boat and they're gonna bring me some. The kids, they don't know nothing. Us, they don't know nothing. They're playing out.
Yeah.
Then, this month 12, the weekend drive is lots of fish. And they brought the fish and all the women are gonna make dry fish and they're making dry fish, they hang them outside. Then that night, I don't even know what time they were to get a little bit dark out, you mm-hmm. know. Then my daddy came out from the house and the army people, they went over there to the burka.
Mm-hmm.
Then they get there and the Candy Emerald came out from my daddy's house and they talked to those armies and they told everybody to pack his stuff.
Mm.
So they go bring us over.
Mm.
All the kids, they don't know nothing. Even me, I don't know nothing.
Mm.
You know? And then daddy went inside, they talked to his wife on the Aleut. And we had to stand there looking at my dad. And my daddy turned around. She told me to pack my clothes in Aleut.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay. I don't have no suitcase or nothing, you know. Then they gave me a box and a flower bag.
Mm-hmm.
It was a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Put my clothes in there, put all my stuff in my on the box. And they get it dark out there was three men. They're over my daddy's house. They're the armies. They waited for us. They waited for all the Aleut people to go down the beach.
Mm.
And it's getting dark out, a little bit get dark out. And everybody the goodness gift, and they took us over to an army boat.
Mm.
So small.
Mm.
Small, the long one, this one, I guess.
Mm. Mm.
And for the smoke, they looked. All the Burka people, they live a lot of stuff. My daddy have a, mom and dad used to have a chicken, dogs, and cats, everything.
Mm.
They left a lot of good stuff in the house. And, and they make a dry fish and they just leave it that. Like that.
Mm.
I think they brought us in at midnight.
Mm. Mm.
Then they took us over to a dock over there.
Yeah, at Standard Oil.
Yeah. Then all the kids, they sleep and they wake us up, you know.
Yeah.
Then they took all the men out from, to put them in the really big, big boat. That's what they call up Columbia.
Mm.
That's why they took us to Southeast.
Mm. Mm.
Then, you know, they wake us up and they put us on the dock, you know. Then all the armies there on the line, they're watching
yeah.
us, you know. They're helping those old people, you know.
Mm.
And we are just crying. I want my daddy, you know.
Mm.
I couldn't see my dad because then they brought us on the big ship right there.
Mm.
It was just dark,
mm.
and they took us downstairs.
Uh-huh.
Then they gave us a room just like this.
Yeah.
Just the oldest Burka women and the kids. That's all.
All in one room.
Then the men, they got their own room with uh-huh. these boys. That's all.
Mm.
You know.
Mm. Then, did they have beds or bunks?
Then they had a washroom by the door, you know.
Oh.
Because kids like to go out there
mm.
clean,
but mm-hmm.
they can't go out, you
mm.
know. Then, they brought us in June 12, and they left from in here June 13,
mm-hmm.
midnight.
Mm-hmm.
And they were right on the big ship
yeah,
what they
yeah.
did, you know. They were just crying, and I want my dad. And Mama getting mad at me. Somebody go out, I go out, and looking for my dad, I can't
mm-hmm.
find him. Then the big guy come over, pick me up, pick me up. They said, I want my dad, I want my dad. And Mama gets mad at me.
Mm-hmm.
And then, finally, I don't know how many days they took it to Saudi.
Yeah,
a long time,
a long ways.
On the big ship.
Mm.
Then they never go out or anything
mm.
to stay on the throne.
Mm. Mm.
Because they don't trust the Japanese, that's why.
Mm. Mm.
Just the men, they outside, they watch, help this army, they're watching.
Uh-huh.
Watchmen.
The Burka men
yeah,
were watchmen.
To go to Saudis.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next day, Mama, Daddy, and Alec Ermolov, George Espinov, Rolf Ermolov, they went to their wife's bedroom, you know.
Mm.
Then they told his wife and kids to get up and you're going to eat the breakfast.
Uh-huh.
May I never say a beautiful breakfast before?
Mm.
No.
Mm.
If I get up in the morning, I used to like to eat boiled fish for breakfast.
Yeah.
Then all those husbands, and they're taking this wife, they took her downstairs. They walked downstairs and long one. Table just full of it.
Mm.
My daddy sits right there, my mama sits right there, and Nia sits right there. All the Burka people, they got at one table,
mm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
The kids, all the kids, They don't know nothing about the breakfast.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't either. Mama eating and my daddy told me to eat. I wouldn't eat anything. And it was a cereal before mm-hmm. and all the food right there. I never seen that
yeah.
like that.
Before. Yeah.
They just let me eat. I wouldn't eat anything. Just crying. My daddy come over. You better eat something. Talk out of it to me. Mm-hmm. I turn around. I tell my dad, I want my fish boiled fish. So you can't have boiled fish. You gotta eat. I wouldn't eat. She got a hard time with all the Burger kids. They got a hard time to eat breakfast.
Yeah.
Then at noontime, 12 o'clock, they take us down there. All the kids, they don't eat.
Getting pretty hungry.
Because they don't know. They never see the good food.
Like yeah,
that.
Yeah.
They're growing up and I need a food. Mm-hmm, that's right. Mm-hmm. It was really pretty hard for us.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
In the Margaret, Marina, and Nicola, I mean, I forgot Irene Ermolov.
Ah.
Used to be at Nicola. Yes, yes. That's from Borka.
Mm-hmm.
He died. He died a while ago.
Yeah, yeah.
All the Burka people and the kids. The kids are still alive though.
Mm.
All the men they died in here.
Yeah.
They all of them they're way up there.
Ah, in the cemetery here.
And my daddy, Andrew McCown, he passed away 1972.
Okay.
They put him by the church house because it's really there in the church house.
Yes.
And Alec Ermolov, she's reader from church house. She's by the church house too. And all the rest of them, men's and women's, they're up there.
Up here in the cemetery.
My mom is up there.
Yes. What was your mama's name?
Huh?
What was your mom's name?
Esther.
Esther.
McCarran.
McCarran. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that old lady.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
That's my daddy's first wife.
Ah, mm-hmm.
And mama, first husband, my dad.
Mm, mm-hmm. But Andrew's wife.
That's what I said.
Oh.
Esther.
Ah, okay.
Esther.
Uh-huh.
But they adopted me, I was 2 years old.
Ah, okay.
My mama died, I was about 2 years old. I don't even know my mom.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a three sister. I don't even know them.
Ah, So you were the only child with Andrew.
Yeah. Andrew and my wife came in here and they asked my really dad, Mike Perini.
Ah.
They asked my dad if they could adopt me.
Mm.
Then my daddy said, yeah, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Gee,
Yeah. When you were in Southeastern and then you came back and when you came back from Southeastern, I understand that they dropped the Borka people off at Akutan.
Yeah, they come back in 1945.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they have a. They are coming on that. I forgot his name. That big ship.
Yes, I don't know either.
They came on that army boat.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot the name. And they brought us in there. No, they stopped by Akutan, 1945.
Mm-hmm.
They tried to drop us in there. I just turned to 50 years old in April.
Mm-hmm.
I know they have a big service on the big army boat.
Mm.
Easter.
Ah.
And they took us over there, dropped us over there, and my daddy in the Borka, from Borka's, stayed over there with his wife. Then rest of them that came in here this day, you know, just told to fix up Burka.
Yes, yes.
My daddy, Andrew McCurr, and his wife and I, they stayed in Akitan for almost a year, I guess. Staying at Akitan for almost a year. Then they came over. My daddy and his wife and I, they came over. And Andrew McCallum to stay with his brother, Elia McCallum.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
He used to have a house over there down there. That's where that rendezvous right there.
Ah, ah. Okay.
I took his rendezvous.
Yeah,
right. Ship.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then my daddy talked to Paul Tidikoff. Because he wants to move to Burka.
Hmm.
I think my daddy moved to Burka, and all the Burka people that moved to Burka, 1946. They're okay, I guess. All the house, they're okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then they still a lot of stuff to
The army stole a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then they moved to Burka in 1946, summertime, just like this, summertime. And all the men that go to St. Paul in May, fur seal hunting, working over there.
Fur seal hunting, yeah.
Fur seal.
Ah.
They stay there a lot. September, because the season's over in St. Paul. And all the women, they come in here waiting for that husband to come home.
They come to Unalaska during the summer and wait here.
Yeah. After they come home from September, they all of us, they go back to Burka.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Then,
would they trap fox? In the winter time over there?
What?
Would they trap fox in the winter time over in Burka?
I got married in 1947. I was 17 years old. They brought this coconut and they don't know nothing. Coconut don't even bother me, and I don't even bother him. I never. I mean, she lives in the Burka, and I don't even know them.
Who arranged it?
George Yesvinov's son.
Ah,
Willie Yesvinov.
Yes, and who decided that you should get married to him? Who decided you should get married to him?
Peter's daughter.
But was it your dad? Was it your dad who said that you should get married or
Peter Lucanet? That's my daddy, Andrew McCarran, nephew.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
She married to my daddy's her dad. She married to my daddy, Andrew McCarran's sister.
Oh, okay. Irene, here's a picture of the church at Burka. Does that look? Does it look familiar?
Pretty. Wow, that's nice. That's beautiful.
It is.
Beautiful.
Yeah. What was it like inside?
Yeah, inside. Oh, you don't got that inside.
No, I don't have the inside. Maybe you can tell me what it was like.
Oh, wow. That used to be really pretty. Just beautiful inside.
Yeah. Very nice. And your father was the reader there?
My father, Andrew McCann, and Ruf Ermolov.
Ruf Ermolov or Alec Ermolov?
Ermolov. It's Alec Ermolov's son.
Ah.
That's Anna Mercurio's
father.
Father.
Yes. Okay.
And Alec Ermolov is Anna McCoy's grandpa.
Ah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then.
What was the name of the church?
I don't know.
Okay, I don't either. I have it's written down someplace.
The Kalama Siddhar Kapkanula Burka Church House.
Ah.
That's what the Kalama Nariya. Siddhar Kapkanula.
Because and Sedona for for Burka.
I'll take the cat name. I don't.
That's okay. Yeah, there's another picture in here. Let me see if I can find it. These are pictures in Back to the Smoky Sea. I think there's a. It's a pretty small picture of Burka Village.
Oh yeah.
Now, can you?
This is other side.
From the other side. Is this a lake?
This is lake right there.
Okay.
Oh, this is Burka over there.
Yes, right, yeah. Right. And which are the...
I never have a much light.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay, great. Yeah, and it's not that good a picture, but it's pretty good.
You could move this
up closer. Okay. There we go. There, that's pretty good. Yeah. Now, can you tell me which houses these are?
This is Burka over there. Yeah, this is lake right there.
Okay.
Yeah, we've got the house. They used to have a house over here.
Whose house was this?
Yeah, this is the house, yeah. This is Burka Church House.
Ah, okay.
This one is my daddy Andrew McCann's house.
Ah, okay, right next to the church.
And, this one is Alec Ermolova's church house. Alec Ermolova's house.
His house. That's the dark one right in the center.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And George Yastrinov, his house right there.
Okay, that's the next one.
And over here, Alec Ermolova's house over there.
Oh, okay.
Do you think they got only five?
Uh-huh.
And Peter got married and they got a house right here.
Oh, right in between your father's and the next one, closer to the lake. Ah.
Then,
well, they say that this is at Unalaska, but I don't know where it is. It doesn't really. Just says it's a barabara here.
Oh, yeah.
And a fish rack. But this was the only one of Burka that I've seen. Yeah. It's nice.
They had a lake over here, a long one.
Ah, yeah.
This
must be like a fish rack or something over here.
Oh, yeah. That's, this one is Peter Lucat's house, I guess.
Oh.
So really small.
Oh, it was a really
small house. Smaller than our Burka house.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just him and his wife. They're living there.
Oh, okay.
And after they moved here from Burka, Andrew McCann, Alec Ermolov, George Espinal, and Rove Ermolov, Peter Lucannon, and Candy Ermolov, they moved here in 1952.
Oh.
Because they couldn't take the, can't help the sun no more.
Ah, because they would carry food all the way up from Unalaska.
Mostly all the men, they're getting old. They can't carry their goods on their back no more.
Weren't there any young men?
The only one, the young one is just Coco.
Ah.
The only was the young one.
Yeah.
So.
Ah.
Then Peter and Peter Lucan and then Alec Candy Ermolov. They're the youngest one from Burka.
Hmm.
I think they're about 50 something, I guess, maybe 60 something.
Yeah.
I think they died here. Yeah. All of them died here.
Yeah, and they're too old to carry the food all that way and things.
That was about after I got married, 1947. Then I stayed with my daddy for a month and a half.
Because
they wanted me to go back to my husband. I always say I'm not married. I don't know what that marriage means. I told him, no, I'm going to stay here.
Yeah.
Then George gets a knob. She brought his son to my daddy's house.
Mm.
They talk in Aleut, you know. They don't speak English, they talk in Aleut.
Mm-hmm.
I hear they talking, and I heard George just when I was like, for my son is married, talk in Aleut, you know. Then talk to my daddy, Andrew McCann. Well, let your daughter go back to his husband. Then talk Aleut.
Mm-hmm.
They asked my dad, why don't you let your daughter go back to his husband?
Mm-hmm.
My poor son is married. He don't look like he's not married. And I don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
The month and a half, my daddy talking to me.
Mm.
Took me over to George Estrinoff's house.
Uh-huh.
Then Elsie was there. Then her son, Willie Estrinoff, was there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, looked at Willie to snub him. Never liked him. Then George Espinoff asked me, why don't you go back to my son? You're married to him.
Mm.
And I turned around, I said, I'm not married. I'll stay with my daddy. Then daddy talked to me. He said, that's your husband. You better go back.
Mm.
I told Dad, I'm not married. That's not my husband.
Mm.
Mm. I want to stay with your dad. And talking down here to my dad. You had a hard time.
Mm. Mm.
I was scared of him.
Yes.
Scared of my husband.
Yeah.
Then finally, the next day, evening, afternoon, George and Alec, Irmelo, then my husband, Coco, they took it over to my dad.
Mm.
Then we talked to my dad, and my daddy said, I keep talking to my daughter. They don't want it because I'm not married.
Mm.
They're talking to me. Alec, Emelov, he talked to me. 70 years old.
Mm, yeah.
Mm. And I told him,
You got it? Okay.
I told Alec Emelo, because I don't speak English, you know. All the Burka people really want candy speaking English.
Mm-hmm.
My mama, Esther McCall, she could understand some words, you know.
Mm.
Then I told Alec, I'm not going to go off of my daddy's house. I stay with my dad. I stay with my mom. Then Alec Emelov told me, you're married. And Aleut, they call me Irina.
Mm-hmm.
It's Irene.
Mm-hmm.
And Aleut, Irina.
Irina,
you're married. No, I'm not married. I stay with my mom and dad. It's the daddy packing my clothes. And, they are standing there crying. I don't want to leave my mom and dad. You know.
Mm.
Then daddy and mama took me over to Elsie's house.
Uh-huh.
Then they had only one room there in Elsie's house, you know, in the living room. It's got a living room bigger than this one. Then they got a bed in there.
Mm.
Boy, I got scared. I wouldn't go to bed.
Hmm.
Coco went to bed, and Elsie Espinoff went to bed, and his husband, they went to bed. Margaret and I, they go under the house, under the table, they're playing, you know. And I heard George just when I got up, and she talked to the kids, and now the kids talked a good bit. She looked at me, told me that in Allie, she talked a good bit with my husband. Mm. Now, what does that mean, husband? Because they never told me that.
Yeah,
that's why.
Yeah, my goodness.
Then I said, married. In Allie, they say that she tickle. And you're married. You're married to Coco. And then they told me that he knew he had Chile.
Ah.
So that's your husband, Willie.
Mm.
Then I don't know. I'm too scared.
Yeah.
I will go to bed.
Wow. Wow.
I was staying at the kitchen, like the table right there.
Yeah.
Table right there, window right there. And I sit down on the chair and wearing my coat and everything, you know. Mm-hmm. And I finally wrote, so just when I got up, and she told me to go to bed, this boy. I said, no, I'm going to go home. I want to go home. And she went to the bedroom, and the outside door locked, you know. She went to the bedroom. I put my shoes out in the hallway and looking for the lock or open the door.
Yeah.
I don't even know what time it is. I run over to my dad. I went to dad and crying and knocking the door. I don't know what time is it there. My daddy opened the door. I want to go in my bedroom, Daddy. He let me go in my bedroom and I got him. It took me about almost a month.
Yeah, before you became his wife. Yeah, wow.
Yeah, the long-time people, they're really strict.
Tell me about your mother. Because I remember meeting her.
My really mother?
No, Andrew's wife. Because she was a wonderful lady.
She had a one eye.
Mm-hmm.
She was really blind.
Yeah.
She's really good old lady.
Looking for a photograph, I think.
I think one year or 2 years, I guess. She's older than my dad, Andrew McCarran.
Yeah.
My mom was from Akita.
Oh.
Before they got married to my daddy, Andrew McCann, he was a Savorov.
Savorov, ah, from Akutan, ah.
I don't even know, though.
Yeah.
I was not even born.
Right, yeah, yeah. How did she go blind?
After they got married, then they went to the Burka, I guess.
Hmm.
Then because my daddy, this guy used to making homebrew with the Burka, long time people.
Mm-hmm.
Then daddy was over there drinking, I guess. my mama asked her drinking with the drinking over there, and she woke up and started screaming and hollering, looking for his husband.
Mm-hmm.
And some guy from Burka, she woke up and she heard that woman holler.
Mm.
Then my daddy was home and sleeping, I guess. And that guy, she got mad at my mom and she opened the door and she left him up and opened the door. They threw him out and she fell off in the pile of wood.
Oh.
So they said they got a wood inside.
Ah, the eye was blinded that way. Ah.
Then they brought it in here. that took it off. That's what my dad used to tell me.
So could she see in one eye?
Just the left side, right side, I guess. Hmm. No, left side eye. She could see on the one side.
A little bit.
Then she got really blind. She can't see nothing. She could see me a little bit after they adopt me. Because going to adopt me. That's why I used to love them.
But she used to do lots of things. She used to sew.
She could make. Used to make a dress from. She used to make me dress.
Dresses using
the yarn like that.
Uh huh.
Then they got a sewing machine. They used that to work. People all over use that.
Use a sewing machine.
Sewing machine.
Mm-hmm.
Then after they come back from war and they lost this sewing machine.
That was lost during the evacuation. Wow.
All the Berger people used to have sewing machine. They don't use that electric.
Right, it was all a hand machine. Yeah.
They have a long time record.
You're right,
Then I know that my mom would start drinking and she wants to listen to the song. Put the record in there.
Put the record on.
How can they do that?
And turn the phonograph
that
wheel.
Thing and just start.
So you thought Borka was a good place to grow up?
After they come back from war, they lost everything in the Borka. They couldn't find anything. Rakita people and Nikolsky people and people from well off, they go to the Borka and pick all the good stuff. After they moved to the Borka, they never have anything.
Was Borka a good place to get salmon berries and blueberries in the summertime?
Oh my golly, they got lots. They got a big blueberries and big salmon berries, mass berries over Borka. Holy smokes. I like to go over there in the summertime for berries. Then they got a lot of silvers. This is a Borka right there. And the other side.
On the north side?
Other side.
Other
they
side.
Call them, they change this. They call it, this is the Bjorka. It's not a Bjorka. That other side, the line right there, the mountain right there, you go on the other side. Mm-hmm. That's what they call a Bjorka. And this one is Borka. Then they change it. It's pretty.
So the new one is Borka, and the old one is Bjorka.
That old one.
Uh-huh.
That's a long time people used to live in there, on the side. Long time ago. Then people grew up in the Borka, and I guess they couldn't stand there another Borka. That's why they moved here. This is really Borka, another side, that's the Bjorka. And they tried to tell me that the Bjorka. And I said, no.
No, it's Borka.
It's a Borka. I know it. I told them, other side, it's a Bjorka.
Yeah. Now, what did the people there call themselves?
I know.
Were the people in Borka, were they Kowaling or Kigigun?
Kowaling?
Yeah. Is that Borka people?
There's the Kowaling is
Kishiga.
Moses. Moses Dirk.
Okay.
Zatka.
They
call Kowaling, that's a Borka. No. Kowaling is Batka.
Not?
Kaoli? I think this is Kaoli.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. This, but some people say that this isn't quite Kaoli. That it's...
Well, they got a name on there, in Aleut.
Ah.
Then, I don't know how to say that. Only when I know Burka the dog.
Yeah, yeah, well, that's good.
Yeah, yeah. They never talk about that, our hometown.
Mm. Where did you get water at? Huh? Where did you get water at Burka?
Oh, this water right
there.
Oh,
and the fresh, it's a lake. It's a fresh lake.
The only one that could get water in there.
Ah, okay.
In the summertime, not enough raining, and they could dry the lake right there. Ah. They could dry it. And all the kids, they have to go up there and water goes down.
On the side of the hill?
They have to go up there and keep the water for mom and dad. Yeah.
What did you carry it in?
Oh, in a bucket.
In a bucket. Okay, all right, sure.
They never used to let them use a big bucket, little bucket.
A little bucket, yeah.
All the kids used a little bucket. Get the water from the mom and daddy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I grew up on that, little bucket.
Did a priest ever come to Burka? Do you remember a priest visit? Do you remember if a priest ever visited Burka? A priest from the church ever go there?
You mean...
From Unalaska.
You mean they come in here and get the groceries?
No, the priest. You know, the priest at the church?
Oh.
Did he ever go to Burka?
Yeah. I think they brought that stuff from up. Some of the stuff from Burka.
Ah.
1954, it is.
Okay.
Then, because I know my daddy had one big star. Rovir Malovsky got one big star. And George Yastrinovsky got a small star. My daddy got a little small star.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought it in here and they took him down to the church.
Oh.
Then they can't find him.
Ah.
I keep telling those people, they know they got it.
Yeah.
They had a Burka Russian star.
Right,
you know?
For Christmas, yeah.
I think the father groom of has my Alec Yitzchenov, Ermolov star. And Peter Lucan, they had a one too. They brought it in here, they took him down. They used to have about four stars.
Wow, that's a lot.
They couldn't find anything.
Huh.
I tried to tell Nick Lucan about that.
Then
I tried to tell about that. They had, my daddy, Andrew McCann, she brought the church house, in the church house book.
Yes.
The kids burn, you know, they take it to the book and they write it down there. And I tried to tell Nick about that. They have it down at church house. They always tell me, he said, no, they don't have it. I said, yeah, I know what my daddy was telling us about that. He got it off. Work at church house, down church house. Then some of them, they give it to it's commercial.
Other churches, yeah. I don't want to keep you too long. Let me ask you one more question, though, about, you didn't have any doctors, of course, but did you? But who took care, like when a baby was born? Who helped?
My mama, Esther.
Esther was a midwife.
She used to let Nicola Dion's wife have baby in a burka. He died in a burka. And Elsie Yastrinov, she had a baby in a burka. He died that one too. Then... And I think Anna Ermolov, maybe she burned here, maybe in the burka, I don't know.
I don't know, yeah.
I never asked her.
So, and I know that you used to get some Aleut medicines here too.
My dad, he knows the value of medicine.
Mm.
You know, preach kids?
Mm-hmm.
Then you got an under the ground, you know, the long thing.
Yeah, the root.
The round one.
Mm-hmm.
Those are really Aleut medicine. If it's somebody, her back really hurt really bad, you know, daddy used to dig in the
pooch kiss. Yeah.
Then to pull it out,
mm-hmm.
and they clean it, and they cook the steam bath. Then the old-timer grass.
Yeah.
Old-timer grass, white grass.
You're right, yeah, the old grass, yeah, the dead grass.
And they took them over to the steam bath, and then they wrapped it on that old-timer on-site grasses.
Uh-huh.
Really good, boy.
Mm.
They wouldn't let anybody touch that.
Ah, that root.
They wrapped them up and wrapped them up, and they took it to steam bath.
Mm.
Then they poured it in the hot water.
Ah.
You got a hot water in the steam bath.
Yeah.
The cooking steam bath, and they get hot water, and they pour it in there.
Mm.
Then after that, somebody got a trouble with his back.
Uh-huh.
After that person take a bath and wrench yourself and say, open it and cut it. And it's like a cream.
Yeah.
Then they put them on his back.
Ah.
About 5 minutes to keep it in there.
Mm. Mm.
They won't let them work close on nothing because they're really hot.
Yeah.
The next day, after 2 days, the person had a trouble with his back.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
It's okay. Wow.
Ooh.
Wow. Yeah.
They do that to my mom.
Ah.
Yeah, I was crying. What did they do to my mom? You know. They took her to the steam bath, and the daddy picked one up, and they wrapped her with the grasses, old grasses, and she poured water in there. Then Mama couldn't do anything with his back, and his husband took him to the steam bath, and they opened it and they cut the root, put him in his back.
Did they put the root right on the skin, or something underneath?
All that white stuff, it's like a cream like.
Yeah.
They go on the skin.
Right on the skin.
Then they let him stay in there for 2 days.
And
my dad, mom wanted to get up to his husband, wouldn't let him get up.
Ah, had to stay with that on it.
Let him stay there for 2 days.
Wow.
And after that, my mom was just nice and healthy.
Yeah. Wow, excellent.
Then, I knew Dalio tea. Just used to pick them up from outside. Because there's people, they have a hard time to get people at the time.
Yeah.
Because when they were smart to come in here, my daddy never used to be poor.
Mm-hmm. He just get everything he needed.
All the people, they're poor, they need tea, flour, sugar, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. My daddy gave you some to all the working people.
Ah, very generous.
Yeah. And my daddy used to tell me that if it's somebody hungry, if it's somebody got no place to stay, you just help them.
Mm.
Give them food, let them eat food. If you got no place to stay, let them sleep on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that.
Yeah, he was a wonderful person.
Yeah, I learned a lot of stuff from my daddy and from my
dad. Well, thank you, Irene.
Some of them I forgot to.
Oh.
I don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about the Dalio tea. I think the gods around here probably they are good.
Mm.
They pick them up in September, September or October, and they brought it in here, and they dry them up.
Yeah.
Dry them up for 1 week, then before they add that, just people before they add the tea, and that is melted, and they put the black, black tea in there, mix it with them.
And that it goes farther. Yeah.
My dad and there used to be parties. Yeah. They had a lot of food.
Mm.
Yeah.
Excellent.
After the people in Berkeley, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always got the impression in reading that Borka
I forgot how you say that. Keep talking about that in Aleut. The Aleut ice medicine outside the summertime.
Yes. The eye medicine on a pond.
Yeah.
Like a oil or
something.
Yeah,
like an oil.
On the pond.
Yeah.
And you put it on your eyes.
If you want to do that, you have to watch yourself good. And my daddy used to have a small teaspoon. Because my mama had a trouble with his eyes, and after they got blind, and Daddy used to put him in the jar. Then doctor, they brought it home and they put him in a small jar, and Mama washed his eyes and rinsed it and used it.
And just drop it in.
Yeah, what?
One drop.
You know how they do that.
Yeah. One other question, then I'll stop. your dad, Andrew McCarron, could read Aleut. He could read Aleut.
Yeah.
And who taught him? How did he learn to read Aleut?
I don't even know.
Okay.
All those Borka people, all the men, they know the Aleut.
They all know it.
And they used to write them down.
Yeah?
I don't know what they do with them.
Mm-hmm. Right, I don't either.
That's pretty hard.
Yeah.
I think, because I know Anna McCarter's grandpa, Alec Ermolov, used to have that thick. Aleut.
Aleut.
Write him down in Aleut. My daddy used to do that too. I don't know what they do with
it. Like a journal.
Then George Yesenov, all the Borka men they're growing up and their daddy teaching them, I guess they know what they're trying to
do.
Even you go out hunting, they write them down in Aleut.
So they keep a record of what they caught and what they hunted.
Sea lion, fox, their seal, all the kind of ducks. You write them down.
Wow.
Then I used to go over there watching my dad. That's my dad. What you do, Dad? She talk out you to me. Talk out you to me. She write them down. I don't know what you're talking about.
Wonderful. Well, thank you. I'm going to stop this, okay?